WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Brain Gains, your daily dose of mental fitness. I'm Rachel Carter, and let's be real, our brains are amazing, complex things, right? But just like any muscle, they need a good workout to stay sharp, focused, and happy. And speaking of workouts, let's talk about something that often gets overlooked when we think about mental health. Exercise. Now, I know what you're thinking, Rachel. Isn't this a podcast about brain power, not physical activity? Well, hear me out, because the connection between movement and mental well-being is seriously powerful. Think of it like this. Your brain is like that super cool computer in your head, and just like any computer needs to stay cool, your brain needs regular system checks and a good dose of fresh air, metaphorically speaking, of course. So, what are the benefits we can actually see and feel from getting our bodies moving? Well, buckle up, because today's episode is packed with 5 key takeaways that'll have you lacing up those sneakers faster than you can say endorphins. First up, exercise is a natural mood booster. Ever felt like you're dragging your feet after a long day? Well, science says that physical activity can actually increase levels of dopamine and serotonin, the happy hormones in our brain. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Second, exercise is a stress buster extraordinaire. When we're stressed, our bodies release cortisol, which is basically our fight or flight hormone. While it can be helpful in short bursts, too much cortisol can wreak havoc on our mental health. But here's the good news. Exercise helps regulate those cortisol levels and sends your body a message that things are okay. Third, exercise is like a supercharger for focus and concentration. You know that feeling when you've been staring at a screen for hours and your brain feels like it's in slow motion? Well, physical activity can actually increase blood flow to the brain, improving cognitive function and making it easier to concentrate. Fourth, exercise is a fantastic way to improve sleep quality. And we all know that good sleep is essential for a healthy mind. Regular physical activity can help regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, leading to deeper, more restful sleep. And finally, exercise is a powerful tool for building resilience and self-esteem. Ever tried something new and felt that awesome sense of accomplishment? Exercise gives you the feeling not only because it challenges your body, but also because it teaches you to push past limits and celebrate victories. Think about that last time you were really stressed out. Maybe you had a big deadline at work or a tough personal situation. Did you reach for the remote control, scroll through social media, or maybe even grab a pint of ice cream? No judgment here. It's so easy to fall into those comfort zones when things get tough. But what if instead of reaching for that distraction, you put on your sneakers and went for a brisk walk, hit the gym, or simply did some stretches around your house? You might be surprised by how quickly those stress levels start to melt away. You know that feeling when you've accomplished something challenging? That sense of satisfaction and pride washes over you, right? Well, exercise can give you that same feeling every single time. It doesn't matter if it's finishing a workout, conquering a new fitness challenge, or simply taking those first steps towards a healthier lifestyle. Each step is a victory, a testament to your strength and willpower. So, remember, taking care of your mental health isn't just about meditation, journaling, or therapy, although those are all amazing tools. It's also about moving your body. Get out there, shake things up, and feel the incredible benefits that exercise can bring to your mind and body. Want more brain-boosting tips? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental fitness boost. Leave a review if you loved it, that seriously helps us grow. Or join the conversation on social media. And remember, keep those brains sharp and those bodies moving. Catch you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of Brain Gains.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.